Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Fields, oh, what a move to move past Nixon. And Justin Fields ahead of the field and gone. What a run.
Hey, I've seen this one. This is a classic.
Rodgers looking to convert. Going deep for Randall Cobb, and it's incomplete. No flags. Turnover on downs.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Bears get the ball back, and Justin Fields is looking for Equanimeous St. Brown. First and goal, Chicago. Give to Montgomery with a nice cut, and he powers in for a touchdown.
My God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
We'll snap it on fourth down. Rodgers steps up. End zone. Watson. He's got it again. Fake it to Watson. Give it to Dillon. And A.J. Dillon on the move into the end zone. It's a touchdown. And the Packers are within a score. 32 yards to try to take the lead for Crosby. And sure enough, he puts Green Bay on top for the first time today. Looking to throw again. Comeback route, it is picked off potentially by Jair Alexander, and sure enough it is. It's Watson on the end around. He can fly, and he can fly to the end zone. Touchdown, Green Bay. Fields launches it. He's intercepted. That'll put it away. It's Keyshawn Nixon to put it on ice.
He's a bad man, and he's a bad man for a reason.
Oh, God. Welcome in to Cap'n J. Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you on a Bears Monday with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number on this Bears Monday as the Green Bay Packers defeat the Bears by a score of 28-19. And Cap, the Bears lost to the Packers. That isn't the story. I mean, what's new with that story? The Bears with Justin Fields continue to give us a glimpse into the future. Long passing plays to St. Brown and N'Keal Harry. Justin Fields running with the football. It sucks to lose to the Packers, no matter what the circumstances are. But the Bears found a way. Again, good first half, and then lose the game, giving up 18 in the fourth quarter.
Watching that game, look, they're still sitting at the second pick in the draft, and I don't think they're winning another game. I don't. As banged up as they are, and the schedule is not favorable by this week. And then Eagles, Bills at the Lions, who are rolling, put up 40 yesterday, and then home with the Vikings, who will be playing for probably the top seed in the NFL or have a shot at it. 3-14, awful season. And there's a light coming down that tunnel. And if you're waking up in that frozen Lambeau area today, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's coming. Enjoy your victory. You're 4-8 or whatever you are. You're not 5-8. You're not going to the playoffs. Your quarterback's 39. You have holes on your roster. Salary cap not friendly. And your neighbors to the south, guess what? We got our QB1. That kid's a beast. The one interception at the end, that was a Hail Mary type. Just throw it down there. We're down 9. They're not coming back. The other interception, that's on Equanimeous St. Brown a lot more than it was on Justin Fields. He threw a ball into a tight window. That receiver's either got to win the 50-50 ball or make sure the other guy doesn't. You knock it down. And he was called out by his own team for poor play there. That said, if you wake up as a Bears fan this morning and you're disappointed, I get it. I was disappointed because I despise Green Bay. But guess what? Green Bay, your little run is coming to an end because we got our guy. Now it's incumbent on Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham, scouting staff, coaches, get your ass on the road and make deals. Period.
It sucks to lose to the Packers, no matter the circumstances, no matter what the win-loss record is. But the bottom line is, Cap, is that the Bears' future may be bright, but their present is far away from being elite in the NFC. The only difference is, for me, is that you did see some splash plays. We saw some good offense from time to time from this Bears team. Imagine, though, just imagine, and if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but I just want you to imagine a sharper Fields with weapons, an offensive line as good or better than we saw yesterday in pass protection, and a play caller that has the experience and can coach with more diversity on his play sheet. Now you have an offense that you can win a lot of games with. You had to think about that. The St. Brown play did not surprise me because he's on this football team. He's on this football team with this roster. And we have to understand, again, whether it's Packers or not, whether it's the Vikings or not, whoever the opponent is, we have to be able to be under the understanding that this team does not have a lot of talent. A talented wide receiver makes that play. St. Brown did not. Defensively, let's get to that as well. The Bears are just at a deficit without talent. Pass rushers, players that can punch the ball out and become playmakers. You know, teams, you want to be able to be a defense that teams have to be able to game plan for. And the Bears have to seriously look at rebuilding this defense to what Eberflus wants. So it's on both sides, Cap. We put a lot of focus on Fields because we know he's the future, but it's on both sides, too. This defense, you know, you're playing well enough to stay in the ball game through three quarters, but what happens? Whatever you say about the Packers, they have more talent than the Bears enough to be able to win that game yesterday. And there's a difference we've been talking about all season.
They absolutely have more talent right now. Their best left tackle, who's a Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber guy, was out with an appendicitis. Mm-hmm. He had surgery. David Bakhtiari. They need more weapons. But that Christian Watson, who started slow, and Aaron had some great audio after the game where he said, I have not seen a guy go from not really making plays, remember how many drops he had, to game-breaker. Game-breaker.
Yep.
He's catching passes. He had that end-around that put the final nail in our coffin. And I know he's missed two field goals all year. If you can't make extra points, get out of town. Cairo Santos, if you cannot make extra points, get out. Are you kidding me? You lose the Lions game. And again, I get the whole draft position thing. You lose 31-30 because he can't make an extra point.
Right.
Yesterday, you should have been driving for the game-tying score, but you're 9 down because you can't make an extra point. He had a field goal blocked.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
See the margin for error for the Bears?
Correct.
See that? That it comes down to that. Now, it comes down to three phases. Any coach will tell you that. It comes down to three phases. But when your offense was not good enough in the fourth quarter, when you get shut out, you only had 3 points in the second half. And then when your defense gives up big plays like it did that end around with Christian Watson for 46 yards, and of course Aaron Rodgers with his magic, it shows you the difference, Cap. And here's the thing about this, though. We talk about this team. When the Bears had talent, they were getting their ass beat by Aaron Rodgers. That wave that he had at the end was, he didn't say have to say, I own you. That wave could have been goodbye. This is my last time I'm going to drill you again. I don't know what it was, but I think he just wanted to let you know that, hey, it's four quarters in a football game, and I beat you again. That might have been waving goodbye.
He also, from what I was told, said how much he loves competing against the Bears, and he has respect for the Chicago fans and wanted them to know, I respect you. I think it's awesome that you guys are yelling at. He loved it.
Yes.
Which I love. I remember Michael Jordan, and I put, look, Michael's the GOAT, but Aaron's in that discussion of legendary figures.
Against Chicago.
Against Chicago, especially.
Against Chicago. His resume is built on Super Bowl championship, beating the Bears, winning some games in the NFC North, and having a few playoff runs. That's what his resume, but mostly on that LinkedIn resume is I beat the Bears time and time again.
I own the Bears.
Absolutely.
Yes, correct. But I heard that Michael had said, I love playing in Chicago at the stadium or the United Center, but I really love going on the road and just sticking it to 23,000 people out there. And I heard Aaron feels the same way. Love Lambeau. It's awesome. We have a great time up there. I love going into Chicago and shutting 65,000 up.
Yeah, absolutely, because he's the wrestling heel.
He is.
He loves the idea that he, because even as you watch the Edmund Floyd that game, Cap, no matter the records, right, because we're supposed to throw the records out because it's Bears and Packers. Never mind, it's just a rivalry, right?
Correct.
Almost collegiate in that regard.
Correct.
Don't worry about the records, it's just a rivalry game.
Completely agree.
As you watch that game in the conference room downtown here, were you watching that in the fourth quarter and thinking, boy, Green Bay's got another run? As average or below average as Green Bay was, didn't you have in the back of your mind, oh, God.
Another run, you mean against us?
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't you have that thought that Aaron's going to be able to find a way to win this ball
game? Yes.
Yeah, me too.
100%. Yep. We're sitting there watching the game. And when, I did not say this after the fact. I said it before. And the other three in the room who all played or coached in the league disagreed with me. Tell me if you agree or not. Bears are lining up to kick a field goal to go up 5.
Yeah.
I would not have done that. It was windy. It was cold. I would have gone for it. I'm 3-9. It's 4th and 5. I'm going for it.
I think the Bears could have been able to get that on 4th and 5.
I do, first down.
Yeah.
But we saw less of Justin designed runs in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was hurting. He said after the game, I'm banged up, but I'm okay. I'm good. I would have liked to see an RPO, get him out on the edge, and make a play and keep the drive alive. Because you're going up against Aaron Rodgers. It puts you up 5. A touchdown still beats you.
Right.
So why not go for it? It changed all the momentum when they blocked that field goal.
I agree with you to this extent. That a healthier Justin Fields probably would have. I'll let it go. It's the first segment. I'll let it go. But Justin Fields, I think that because of the injury that he suffered, Cap, I think that the Bears were very cautious with him. 6 carries, good for 71 yards, and a touchdown was good for Justin Fields. I'm glad that he was able to have what I thought was one of the better balanced games that we've seen from him. But I think a healthier Justin Fields, they would have said, Justin, give us the 5 yards. And he would have gotten it.
3rd and 4th down.
Yeah, I think so. I think a healthier field, I think they go for it.
Probably.
I think they were playing. Now, Eberflus won't say anything because everything is vanilla with him. He won't tell you anything. But I have a feeling that they were trying to protect him in some ways. You're coming off the injury. Let's not have you run around so much. Let's see if we just get the field goal, play it safe. I think that was the case. I do.
You are probably correct. Yeah. And in the end, if on draft night they're sitting there at number 2, we have a trade. Chicago has traded the number 2 pick for this massive haul, then I think everyone would be like, all right, I get it. But in the moment, God, I wanted to beat the Packers.
I understand. But again, it's hard to do that when you don't have the talent. You can't go back on what you've been saying and what we've been saying as a show and expect for the Bears to do something different. You can't expect for the Bears to beat the Packers when we continue to say that the Bears don't have enough talent. As much as you want to click your heels and close your eyes and hope that the Bears can win against the rival, again, it's the same talent that we've been talking about all these weeks. You can wish for it, but it's the same roster.
Agreed.
It wasn't going to happen.
Agreed.
It wasn't going to happen. I liked what I saw for 3 quarters. I like how the Bears defense, I would agree with what you said on TV and what you talked about how the Bears were flying around defensively.
They
were.
They play hard every week for Eberflus.
Yes.
You could tell they have a good culture there.
Sure.
And yesterday there was a special bounce in their step. Like, it was Bears-Packers, man. We're ready to go.
But then the fourth quarter happened.
Correct. They ran out of gas. They just don't have, like, we were literally sitting there watching the game. And they made a really nice play on Randall Cobb in the back left corner of the end zone going left to right on your screen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are like, who's that guy? Blackwell.
Yeah.
Like, that was great coverage. Who is that dude?
Josh Blackwell.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know where the Bears find these players.
Guess what? They played hard yesterday. They lost, but they played hard.
So it's another moral victory Monday here on ESPN Chicago. Talking about the Bears with you, Justin Fields showed more development as a passer, but the tank is on, clearly. Are you happy with the loss? 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 our phone number. Bears fans, Shay, let's open the phone lines for the Bears fans. You want to jump in? Talk to us about what you saw yesterday. Packers 28, Bears 19. What do you think of the game? Let's get your reaction next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, brought to you by DraftKings. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going every single day. Cap and I are talking to you about the Bears in a loss against the Green Bay Packers, 28-19. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. You watched the game, listened to it. Were you there? I want to get your thoughts on it. Again, it's a moral victory Monday, as we know. But now, are you happy with the loss? Now, this again, to me, Cap, this Bears-Packers game is like any other game as far as where the Bears are headed. Yes, it's a rivalry game, but understand that the same talent that we've been talking about that the Bears don't have, they showed up again on Sunday against the Packers. They played hard for three quarters, but it just shows you it's a four-quarter game where Rodgers just laying back. They only had 10 points through three quarters, and then the Aaron Rodgers show happened.
Right. They outscored the Bears, what, 18 straight?
Mm-hmm.
Three scoring drives in the fourth. Christian Watson is developing into a star right before our eyes. And that's what concerned me about the trade for Claypool. Claypool's a good player. I'm not telling you he's not a talented guy. He doesn't have that.
No, absolutely not.
That kid runs a 4-4. He's 6'5". He's a monster. Holy bleep.
Just understand what the roster is. The Bears have 14 rookies and 4 second-year players on their active roster. There's no evidence that this team knows how to win yet.
Correct.
That's the takeaway from yesterday for me, too. It's knowing how to win. Because we can talk about the Bears don't have any talent. I still don't think that's true. The talent on the field led that game for 55 minutes. And the defense, it took 13 weeks, but against the Packers, finally showed some teeth. So you do have talent. It's just this team has no clue how to finish games, whether it's the rookie head coach, whether it's the first-time play caller who lost his mind on the final two drives, whether it's the talent on the field.
Why did he lose his mind?
Well, you get down to the 30-yard line, the Packers' 30-yard line. You go screen, lose 2 yards, run, field goal block. You have the field goal that they settled for to go up 19-10. You had down on the 9-yard line. You go wildcat, holding penalty, lose 10 yards, run, lose 5 yards. Two plays that go nowhere, settle for a field goal. He lost his mind. That's horrible play calling, and it was bad when he did two runs on the final drive against Atlanta.
I think they were protected, Justin. That's why they didn't run him.
No, but I'm not saying run Justin. You go if you're going to protect Justin, you can do quick passes, but you go down to the 30-yard line after a 50-yard play to N'Keal Harry. You go
run.
No, yeah. What are you doing?
That's what I was talking about in the open, more diversity within the play sheet. This is where Getsy's learning, too. Just like Fields is learning, too. Just like Brisker and Gordon are learning, too. What we saw there was those three running plays, like a big splash play and then three runs without imagination. It's like, so nothing to the tight end? You're not even 5 yards? You can be able to get a defense on their heels when you're able to do something different than just say, we're just going to run it right between the tackles time and time and time again. Again, you can have a little difference in that spot. So, again, it's about the players executing, but also I was not a big fan of what Getsy did twice on two different drives there in the second half.
Yeah, I said to you earlier, I would have gone for it on 4th and 5 if they're not trying to keep Justin from running. But Keyshawn laid out a case this morning. I was on with KJM, and Max quoted there was a study done. Do you know that not overwhelming, but more injuries to quarterbacks occur in the pocket than them out of the pocket running?
Mm-hmm.
Like Justin took off early in that game and slid.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to protect himself.
Yes, he saw that yesterday.
Yes, 100%. So
it didn't stop me from wincing, though, when he did take off. I was still a little bit like sheepish, like, oh, please don't get hurt again.
Right. But I was more concerned that, oh boy, they're going to just light him up in the pocket. So, and that's not a great Green Bay defense, even though they have like 7 first-round picks on that defense. It's not playing well at all.
Hats off to the offensive line and pass protection.
They did it.
Hats off.
Very solid job yesterday. Much as we blast that offensive line, they were solid yesterday. But in the run game, you know, everybody likes to scream, we got the greatest run game in the league other than Philly. Yesterday, there were a lot of tackles for loss by the Packers in our run game.
We are still number one, though. And run the football, aren't we, in the NFL?
I don't know if we're number one, but
I think we're right there.
We're in the top five for sure.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you here on this Bears Monday. Robert's on the south side on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Jay Hood, it doesn't matter if they lost or not. You know why?
Why is that?
How do we don't have enough data. How do we know that the offensive coordinator didn't throw the game? So we get a better draft pick. Because that's what we're...
Oh, stop, Bob.
Eventually,
Bob, they don't show up and do that.
That's what we're eventually shooting for, right? Better draft pick. Somebody's going to want to take our draft pick because somebody's ready to win the Super Bowl. Somebody's going to give up a lot of draft picks for us, you know? So
Robert,
now we got a whole bunch of money to fill in the holes. We got money to splurge. So how do we not know that maybe the offense, you know what?
Hey, Robert, let me ask you a question. Which neighborhood do you represent this morning?
Southside.
No, which neighborhood, I said?
Oh, I live around the Gage Park area.
Gage
around
Park.
The Western.
Gage Park. I just want to know, I want you everyone to know as a Southsider, Robert does not represent me.
Correct.
That's. I just want to make sure that's clear. It's Gage Park. Okay, thank you for putting that down. Gage Park, this is what you have. Robert from Gage Park is telling you that Luke Getsy, our offensive coordinator, threw the game for a draft pick. That's what we just heard this morning.
Yeah, it's just that just a horrific take.
So as a Southsider, you do not represent me with that awful, awful call.
Correct. So we'll move on.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Reggie is from the South Side. All right, Reg.
Hey, good morning, Captain J. Love the show. Hey,
appreciate you, Reg.
Reg, what neighborhood do you represent, Reg?
Hey, Robert don't represent me either. I'm from the South Side. I'm from Roseland area.
Oh, this is going to be a good call then.
Hey, no, you know what, though? I love how Justin Fields, you see how he was smiling a couple of times through the game. He's having fun now.
Yep.
With the engine and everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the dancing at the end. I kind of was more of a spike the ball guy or just kind of run back to the team and the huddle type of guy, you know. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Well, can you not step, Reg? Is that the problem? Are you anti-dance?
Okay. I can put the lemon peppers on, Jay Hood. I can step, man. Hey.
Well, then let that man dance then. I mean, it's been a hard season. Let that man dance. Let the man dance.
You're right. All right. I just wanted to see what you all think.
No.
Hey, great show, guys.
Appreciate you.
No. Listen, I think Cap and I have some old school sensibilities, but not to the point where we don't allow a guy to be able to enjoy himself. Mm-hmm. It's been a tough season.
Yes.
I'd dance, too, if I got in the end zone like that.
It was, look, I think everybody's realized, oh, boy, Chicago finally got a quarterback.
Absolutely.
We did.
Absolutely.
Now surround him with talent. Like, maybe Braxton Jones could be the right tackle next year, and you go get Orlando Brown or whoever that is, lockdown left tackle. Add more at the wide receiver position, and then either figure out David Montgomery or go get another running back. That list, I looked at the free agent list this morning because I was on with KJM they were talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a Miles Sanders, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, David Montgomery. There's like 15 dudes. Okay. You can't get this one, go get that one.
Mm-hmm. Pick a lane when it comes to what you want to do as a general manager. Yes, you have money, and yes, you have a number of draft picks. You might get more by the time we get to the draft, but make sure that you pick a lane that's proper for this football team. More of your phone calls coming up, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number on this Bears Monday. Cap and I want to find out from you, you know, did the Bears prove yesterday, despite the loss, that they have the brightest future in the division? Your thoughts on the Bears' loss to the Packers 28-19 on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us for this Bears Monday. That ESPN Chicago app, by the way, where you can find the Bear Down podcast with Bleck and Abdallah. You need more Bears? Check out the Bear Down podcast available now on the ESPN Chicago app. Coming up in an hour from now, we'll hear from Courtney Cronin, brought to you by Wintrust. We'll get her thoughts about the Bears. She was there at Soldier Field to see the Bears lose to the Packers by a score of 28-19. Also, the great Alex Brown will be with us coming up in 90 minutes right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Big weekend for AB. He went into the SEC Hall of Fame with Peyton Manning and Eli.
Yep, that's the most positive thing the Gators have done this year.
That's correct. Make sure we tell him that.
I'll be glad to tell him.
And their best player, their stud offensive lineman, he's the number one guard in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
He just announced he's leaving school. Heading to the pros.
Yeah, well.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to him. Meanwhile, we're up here getting the job done at Georgia.
That's it.
Number one team in the country.
Boy, did you guys just wax LSU.
Absolutely. And we appreciate the bye, by the way, in the Final Four. Appreciate that against Ohio State. 312-332-3776
You better
is our
be careful
number.
Because they're playing. They're going to play with an edge.
Stop.
That's going to be a competitive game.
I play with an edge. I'm still here.
Do you see what the line is on that game?
Mm-mm.
What do you think it is?
No idea.
Take a guess.
14?
7.
14. It'll be 14 by the time the game's over. Don't worry. I appreciate the bye, though. South Shore, here is Anthony.
And TCU shouldn't be in. We'll
on ESPN 1000. All right, Tony.
Hey, good morning. This is Fred Anthony. I listen to you every morning.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, but usually I'm in my car, so I can't call you. But I'm at home because I'm a little bit under the weather today.
I hope you feel better, man.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you about, I think it was Brett Favre, but it might have been another quarterback with the Packers said, we wait for the Bears to beat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And every game, not just with the Packers, there's always one play where we beat ourselves. And it seems like they're teaching these defensive backs how to hold and try to get away with it, and the refs just, they get fed up and then they call it. We need to stop holding every single play that up and down the field. They don't do it in Pee Wee football. They don't do it in high school football. Suddenly when they get in pros, they don't know how to cover a receiver no more. They got to hold and grab.
Because those receivers are so much better. Anthony, we appreciate your loyalty to the show. Christian Watson and all these other, you step up a class now from Pee Wee and high school and college. Even if you're playing at Georgia, you go, wait a minute. There's usually one dude on the other team. Everybody runs a 4-4 or better.
It's
so
true.
It's tough.
Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Here's Jesus on ESPN 1000.
How about that?
Hey, Jesus.
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. Hey, I'm from Southside, Jay Hood, back of the yards.
Back of the yards.
Nice.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing? Go Sacks.
Hey, two things for you guys. I wanted to win so bad last night, I refused to watch any post game. But did someone address what the hell was that timeout right before the half? And my other thing is, was there something or nothing there from all those rookies playing in the secondary? And I'll listen to your comments. Thanks.
Jesus, thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for your service.
So he's talking about the timeout. Shay, what was there, like 14 seconds left or?
I have to check to get the exact amount, but
we
that feels
talked
right.
about it on the Football After Show.
Yeah.
And all of us, Alex, Lance, Coach, me, all wanted, why are we the ones taking the timeout? However, I would have to ask Matt Eberflus, were you guys out of sorts and not sure of what call you were going to have defensively? Because if you're completely out of sorts, then you take the timeout. I get it. I understand. But I'm thinking, why aren't you making them use a timeout? Why are we the ones stopping the clock? It's not like we're going to get the ball back and do anything with it.
I have an
23 seconds.
23.
I have an 8-second answer to that.
Just to force their hand. You know, right there, you force their hand. They got, it's 4th and 4, I think it was. Is that right? So just trying to force their hand and make them make a decision.
You accept that?
No.
Force their hand.
You're forcing their hand either way. Make them take the timeout.
Right.
The Packers still had a timeout left.
What I don't get about it either. The Packers did have a timeout left. And how are you force their hand by getting the stop on third down and they're on fourth down. That's how you force their
hand. Let the clock keep ticking, and if he wants to take a timeout and kick a field goal, go for it. You want to run a play after a timeout? Go for it. All you did was let a Hall of Fame quarterback kind of collect his thoughts. All right, guys, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Shay?
I would have taken for an acceptable answer if they were scared Rodgers was going to try to quick snap them or something. That would have been a fair worry. Get the 12 men on the field. He's done it his whole career. It's fourth and four. You get the first down.
Or if, Jay, what if he had said, yeah, we were out of sorts. We were trying to get the play, the defensive call in, and we had a couple of guys who didn't hear.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair. Force their hand.
Weird.
That was a bad answer.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
So I agree.
I'm sure the press will follow up again today.
I would hope.
Just to see if there's a different answer than the 8 seconds we got there. Spur of the moment, you know, we're trying to force their hand. When you go back and look at the film now, Coach, you don't have like a game to preview because it's the bye week. What'd you think? With hindsight, what do you think of that decision?
Correct. Because like last week, Jeff Saturday, I have no regrets that I didn't use a timeout there. And then like a day later, he's like, well, I watched the tape. I should have taken a timeout. Okay, I appreciate you falling on your sword.
I like when coaches are able to tell the truth. McDaniel in the Dolphins game, you could see him mouth, I effed up. That's on me.
Correct.
In the middle of the game.
That's
going to
happen. You're not going to be perfect.
Here's a great Bears fan, Matt in Streamwood on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Matt.
Matt, what's up?
Hey, Cap and Hoodie. Thank you for taking my phone call. I just want to ask, when Ryan Pohl said I'm going to take the NFC North and never give back, at what year is that going to apply, Cap and Hoodie? Out of 29 attempts against the Packers, they have won. That's 13 years of dominance. And I'm just tired. We're so far away from everyone in this division, Cap and Hoodie. The Lions get 2 first-round picks. They're going to be light years away ahead of the Bears. We're always going to be in the cellar until we get that top 10 talent. And I don't want them to trade out of that number 2 pick and take that defensive end, because if he's a game wrecker, that's what that defense needs, to help Brisker and Gordon and Jalen Johnson and Eddie Jackson get those picks, just like Green Bay did yesterday, to help him.
All right, Matt. We appreciate the telephone call.
I think you and I are in agreement that 2024 is when they should really take a big step. Like, yep. Next year, you should be way better than 3-14 because you got space on your cap, huge, most of anyone, double anybody, and you're going to pick in the top 5. That said, it takes time, as Yurko put it the other day. Sylvie was right. You got to have more talent. Yurko was right. You also got to learn how to win.
That's right. No
both
question
guys,
about it.
Both things can be true.
Joey G's in Melrose Park.
Our guy.
Good morning, Kaplan. Good morning, Hoodie.
Morning, Joey.
How are you?
Okay. Number one. Can Justin throw the ball? Yes. Take that.
Love it.
I'm sure you're going to hear from Eddie soon about the 2 interceptions.
And neither one was really Justin's fault.
Right, Eddie? Correct. It wasn't his fault, was it, Eddie?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was going to put a cocktail glass right through my TV. 5-team parlay, all in the AM games, 5 overs. And then the Giants game, 40.5. And Washington ties it up 20-20.
All right,
what
Eddie.
What do you think happens?
Tied.
It was a tie. Hold on a second, Eddie. Now, Joey, what was number 2?
Number 2 is David Montgomery. Trade him for Saquon?
You mean don't re-sign him and sign Saquon?
Correct.
Okay.
What do you think number of that? What do you think? What do you think of that, Eddie?
What I think is winning becomes addicting. Okay. That's what the Bears need to do with Justin, is win ball games, because that makes you a better quarterback. I don't care about the video game stats or whatever's going on with it. If I watch one of the best games I've watched all year, and it was the Cincinnati Bengals against the Kansas City Chiefs, that guy's a winner. Joe Burrow. I wish we had him as a quarterback. I know it's pretty impossible to say right now.
Yeah.
But that dude is an absolute beast of a quarterback.
Joey, you agree with that?
100%. It's a very rare I agree with Eddie. But, Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow is definitely going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
All right. What's number 3? I know you had 2. What's number 3?
Number 3 is Justin Franchise.
Mm-hmm.
50-plus yards, rushing touchdowns. set an NFL history record.
And, Eddie, you don't mind that, right? You don't mind the running quarterback, right?
I don't if he's winning and doing it a certain way. It should be pass first and then think about it, run later. I could not believe they designed runs for Justin Fields where a miracle separated shoulder was cured in 2 days. The NFL and these teams are lying to us while sports betting is becoming more popular, and we're just being absolute lied to about injuries.
Oh, so Joey, Eddie thinks that Justin's not hurt. He's actually not hurting.
Listen. Eddie, he had tired legs. He was carrying the team the whole season. Okay, number two, he's going to be a stud, and then you're going to turn around in 2024 and call in, oh boy, man, he's finally done it. He's finally done it. And then when we're playing the NFC Championship game in Arlington Heights with 70,000 people,
yeah,
you'll be right on the train.
Right, Eddie? You'll be right there, won't you, Eddie?
Well, no, I don't. I like watching football on TV. And the other note is, how about our boy Nagy standing right next to the head coach calling plays for Kansas City? I thought he wasn't going to have a job this year.
Again, appreciate the call. Did you see Patrick Mahomes? We played the audio last week, so did Juan and Sylvia, about how much he helped Mahomes ace his interview.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes also reportedly told the media this weekend, I'm so glad Nagy's back here because he's great with my mechanics, and that's my guy.
Yes, the mechanics, meaning the mechanic of here's your donut, here's your coffee. Coming up next, Jack Sanborn has yet another new fan. We appreciate the telephone calls from Joey and Eddie. They came to common ground.
How about that?
How about that? We bring people together, Cap.
Love
that's it. How we do it.
Love it.
Jack Sanborn, yet another fan. Oh,
our
next
guy.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Screen Aaron Jones, and he gets grabbed at the ankles by Jack Sanborn. There's another pass play to Aaron Jones as he sweeps it for a first down. Jack Sanborn on the stop, but it'll be first down and 10 from outside the 10. Trying to stretch to the edge, and Jack Sanborn runs him down to the line of scrimmage. Rodgers is trying to use that cadence to get the Bears to jump. Jack Sanborn says, I grew up as a Bears fan, so I know Aaron Rodgers. He's phenomenal at his job. And then playing at Wisconsin, you heard nothing about good things from the Badger and Packer fans up there. Right past the sticks, Morrow and Sanborn are there for the stop, but it moves the chains to the 41. Pitch play, Dillon. A.J. Dillon trying to get the edge. Good play by Jack Sanborn on the stop.
Oh, Jack Sanborn. Oh, pass me a cool menthol, Cap. It's a Jack Sanborn rejoin. Holy crap.
How about that? 11 more tackles.
Oh.
You realize he has 52 tackles since he became the full-time starter. Roquan Smith has 20 or 22.
Oh.
And Jack Sanborn leads the NFL since he became the starter. Week 9.
Mm.
Yeah.
Moist.
Leads the NFL in tackles.
Moist.
That kid's a beast.
Oh.
Love him.
Oh, my. Do you have some water? Could you pass me some water?
You need a cold shower is what you need.
Oh, Jack Sanborn. Oh. Did you see him?
He's a stud.
The one-leg tackle. He grabs the ankle.
Aaron
Bam.
Jones.
Oh.
Lance Briggs is like, that's my guy. That's how you do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Lake Zurich High School, where he played for the Bears, about 30 miles from here.
And he is just one of those guys. Read, diagnose. You don't have to run the fastest board. He's a free agent.
Oh.
You don't have to be the fastest or the quickest. When you mentally react to things like Jack does, man, you are there. You make up for maybe a lack of an elite 40 time or the lack of elite quickness because you have that mental acuity.
Oh, my God, Jack. Yeah. How about that?
How about
you
that?
Just knew that was right on the top of the page for Stink Schlereth coming in. Oh, we got a Jack Sanborn circle right there on the top of the page.
Yep.
That makes one play. Let me tell you, when he started off, anytime an analyst says, let me tell you about this guy, bam, you know exactly that's going to be something great.
He had a, he almost hit the Collinsworth there. Now, here's a guy.
Exactly right. When you start with that, Shay Norling, you know you got a star.
It was so great.
Or you're trying to make a guy a star. That's exactly what it is. One play. Let me tell you about this guy, Adam Amin. Let me tell you about this guy. Oh, here we go, Cap. When a Stink Schlereth tells you he's good, he's on the way.
He's on the way. And you put the tape on, the tape does not lie. That kid is playing outstanding football.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Let's go back to the phone line. Still come, shot or no shot. Also, we'll hear from Matt Eberflus and also Justin Fields in our next half hour right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Let's go to Uptown. Daryl's on ESPN 1000. What's up, D?
Yes, sir. It's all good. Now, I have a quick comment, and I have a question for you, Jay. Now, my comment is to Cap. I watched Brown, the tackle with the Chiefs yesterday. He sucked. He almost got my horn killed. And this talk about signing Barkley is ludicrous and absurd.
I didn't say sign Barkley. I just said who's on the list. I didn't start pining for Saquon Barkley.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so happy. Because ask your core if you don't believe me. But thank you for that. Oh, my bad. Take it easy, Cap. Take it easy.
I'm just making sure we're clear. I just said there's 15 great backs on the list.
That's true.
If you don't get David Montgomery signed, go get whoever, Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley, whoever it is.
Okay, okay. Now, Jay, I have a question for you. What's the name of the manager, I mean the coach that used to be with Miami that's now with Pittsburgh? Flores?
Brian Flores,
yes.
Brian Flores. Now, Brian Flores told the world this. He said when he left, before he left, the owner of the Dolphins offered him a $100,000 a game to throw the game. That's what he said, and I believe him. And maybe you guys don't, maybe you do. But I'm saying this. Jay, why you jump on my man from wherever he was, up north, I mean up south?
Because you know, I'll tell you why, Daryl, is because we tell the truth here, at least the way that we see it. Until there is evidence that someone is, like, from the Bears staff is telling Luke Getsy to throw a game, I'm not going to believe it because it sounds stupid to me. That's why. I'm not going to give people the benefit of the doubt for conspiracy theories. There's enough conspiracy theories in our world about everything else in every corner of this world, entertainment, politics, sports. So why would I start now? We don't do conspiracy theories here. Sorry.
Agree with you. 100%.
That's what social media is for.
Correct.
We only do them if Aaron Rodgers asks his backup quarterbacks about them.
That's exactly right. Correct. That's exactly right. That's why. Because I don't deal with silliness. That's why. Justin in Dallas is on ESPN 1000, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Justin.
What's up?
Hey, good morning, Cap. Good morning, Hoodie. You know, I love the show. Hey, Cap, I just got a question. Was this a good or a bad loss?
I mean, I despise Green Bay, and but the meatball in me wanted to win, but this is a good loss. Justin, again, showed you he's a beast, and the future is bright. That light coming in the tunnel that Packer fans see, that's Justin and the Bears.
Okay, Kev, with all due respect, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Why?
That's the most why? A good loss?
Yeah,
I was pissed that we lost, and then the fact that we lost to the Packers. And then, you know, another thing, Cap, last night I was listening to, I watched the after show because I couldn't catch it live when I got in from work.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was either Briggs or Brown, or all you all were saying all of these positives, and I'm taking this positive and this all of these positives. But again, none of the positives are translating to win.
But Justin, you again, I learned my lesson. You fan how you want a fan. But guess what? In the end, if they're standing up there on draft night and it's Chicago has traded pick number 2 for 3 number 1 picks and you look and go, wow, our roster looks a lot better, that loss will taste a whole lot better to you.
Yeah, Cap, but we're talking about the past. What about, the future? What about the present? What about the present? That's all I want to know.
Justin, does one win truly truly mean that much to you? Because I told you, and so did Hoodie, at the start of the year, our roster sucks. And it does.
Justin, we appreciate the phone call. Coming up in 2 minutes, shot or no shot on Chicago's Home for
Bulls
Sports.
Bulls lost. Justin?